Hey ladies, in this episode, I'm going to share with you 10 kitchen hacks that will absolutely level up your meal prep game. I'm going to help you to save time, which ultimately should help you to stay on track with your health and wellness goals. And since we're all about saving time, let's just get into it, shall we?
Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy. But it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And I want to say happy May to you. We kind of just slid into this month, didn't we? I mean, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, and the day before that, which was Saturday, was May the 4th be with you. And if you know, you know. And today is the first Monday in May, and I hope that you are starting off your month on a good note and that the vibes are good. So many of us, we are getting into much warmer weather, and I know that many of you, self-included, would like to spend more time doing the things that we love, but still maintaining the routines that support our health and our wellness goals. And for me, one of the places that I find myself in the most is the kitchen. So I am always trying to find ways to be more efficient and minimize the time that I spend there. Because I'm gonna be honest, when it feels like a chore or a part-time job to make the food that is good for you, then you are less likely to be consistent. So today I have 10 tips that will help you to level up your meal prep game by saving you time. And again, as I said in the intro, hoping that this will help you to stay on track with your health and wellness goals. All right, so let's just dive right in and start with number one. So tip one is to pre-wash and cut up all your fruits and vegetables. The fruits and vegetables that you plan on using in the upcoming week, make sure that you pre-cut them and you wash them and you do what it is that you need. If you're going to use them as like something to snack on, or if you're going to add them to meals, if you can pre-cut and wash them ahead of time, I'm telling you that will save you a lot of time. Or even buy pre-cut fruits or even bag veggies. I know some people like to save a bit of money and do it on their own, which I can totally appreciate, but then you wanna make sure that you do it and not let them go bad. I know that's been the case for me. So you wanna make sure that you wash them and store them in containers so that you can grab them and go or cook them when you need to. All right, tip number two is plan your meals around leftovers. For me, I can eat leftovers all the time. My husband, not so much, but for me, I plan our meals around leftovers. So for example, whatever I eat for dinner, I usually eat for lunch the following day or maybe even a few days. So it really, again, helps you to keep from having to figure out what you're going to eat the next day. And if you can plan that and you know that's what's going to happen, you're more than likely to stay on track. Number three is batch your food. Meaning, say that you're making some meatballs. Instead of making or using a pound of ground beef or chicken or whatever the protein is that you're using, double that and make double the portion. So you can use one portion for your upcoming meals for the current week, and then you can freeze the other portion. So if you make sure that you have airtight containers for the freezer, this will really save you a lot of time. All right, tip four is make smoothie freezer bags. If you're a fan of smoothies like me, I usually make smoothies, you know, typically every day. So while they can be convenient, honestly, I can find that they can be time consuming as well. Sometimes it can take more time to prepare a smoothie than it does a meal if you're not strategic about it. So usually what I think about is what types of smoothie I'm going to drink for the week. Is it going to be a green smoothie, or is it going to be something, you know, with different kind of hemp seeds, all of those things. I think about it and I try to have like a smoothie theme for the week. It just keeps it really simple for me. So I think about that and then I go ahead and I batch all of the things that are going to be in that smoothie together. So currently I am loving this green smoothie. Like I am absolutely in love with it. And the liquid base of it is coconut water and I add ginger and cinnamon. And then it also has cucumbers, apples, avocados, papaya, spinach, parsley, and mint. And I decide how many times during the week that I want to have this one. And typically this one has been every day. And I will cut all of those fruits that I just mentioned, along with the spinach and parsley and the mint, and I'll throw it all in the freezer. So it just really makes it easy. Now, I know that you can buy the freezer bags at the grocery store. And if you like that, then go for it. But for me, I like to cater my smoothies to my taste. I'm a big ginger fan. So I have ginger in just about all the smoothies, even smoothies that have chocolate as in chocolate protein. I even add ginger into those smoothies because it gives it a really good taste. So I say if you're a smoothie fan, then make sure that you make your own smoothie freezer bags. All right. Tip five is prep your spices. Now, I know for me, I struggled a lot early on with staying on track because some of the foods that I made was so bland. It was so bland, you guys, so bland. So I have really upped my spice game by making my own spice mixes that I use regularly. Now, I will say there are a lot of spices out there, spice mixes that you can, you know, choose that you don't even have to do that. But for me, I'm peculiar like that, and I love smoked paprika, so I put it in just about everything. So I use the same combinations for my taco mixes, for my fajita strips. I use that same kind of taco mix, and so I batch my own spice mixes that will last me for several weeks. And again, I do it because I know that if I like the taste of it, I'm going to be more apt to eat it and stay on track with it. All right. Number six, don't be afraid to incorporate like pre-cooked or frozen foods in your weekly lineup. There was a time when I thought that I had to cook everything myself to ensure that I got the results that I was looking for. But there are a lot of options out there now that can save you time, and there are some really good, healthy alternatives. It's not like the old, I don't know what those manly, I can't remember what those frozen dinners were back in the day, but the frozen dinners have come a long, long way. And some of them are not even frozen. Some of them, they're refrigerated and they'll last you a couple of weeks. And many of those brands, they can be found in some of the big box chain stores, as well as your local grocery stores or even Walmart. The goal here is to find foods that have the least amount of ingredients and that are aligned with your goals. So two brands that I have been using pretty regularly are Kevin's Natural Foods, and there's a brand called Amy Lou Foods. These are some pre-cooked meals and foods that I use them pretty regularly, at least like once or twice a week, because I know that they have clean ingredients, they have pretty good nutrition profiles, and they taste good. And when I'm planning, you know, my week out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have the Kevin's cilantro lime chicken, and I may add my own cilantro and my own white rice just to spice it up. but it really takes some of the thinking out of it. And I'm not like planning 7 or 8 meals. I might just be planning on cooking 2 or 3 because I have some meals that are already prepped. Now, what I will say is that these can be pricey, so I always try to catch them on sale, and I use coupons when I do buy them. So, you know, you kind of have to trade the time for the cost to see where you will find the most benefit. But for me, sometimes the amount of time that I save is worth the price. All right, tip 7. Make sheet pan or one pot meals, or make both for that matter. Sheet pan meals are quick and easy to prep. You just take some veggies and protein and some seasoning. You toss them all in a pan. Sometimes I use olive oil. Sometimes I use parchment paper, whatever works. And I just roast them all together for, like I said, one piece of equipment that I use just makes it a fuss-free dinner. And the same thing goes for one pot meals. They're very similar. You can make meals like stir fries or soups or casseroles, and it really helps you to minimize the amount of time that you spend cleaning up, which is clutch when you are really busy. That is probably the worst part of it, is if I sit down and eat and we're talking and all of the things, and then I look into the kitchen and I have a bunch of dishes to like clean up afterwards. I try to clean as I go. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But the last thing I want to do is try to clean up a bunch of dishes afterwards. So if you can make a one sheet meal or a one pot meal and you can do that ahead of time, you are definitely ahead of the game. All right, tip 8 is invest in gadgets and appliances that will literally change the game for you, like pressure cookers and slow cookers and air fryers. Like, I was slow to get on the team air fry, but there are so many things that you can cook in an air fryer, and again, the cleanup is minimal. And another game changer for me, and it sounds simple, but it's an electric tea kettle. Like, I use that thing a few times a day when I need to boil water, when I need tea, when I'm making eggs and I want to speed up the process. Like, the cool thing is that I got it on clearance at a discount store, and it was totally worth the minimal investment. So anything that you can do to invest in appliance that's going to really save you time, well worth it. All right. Tip 9 is refresh your refrigerator at least once a week. Now, I'm not talking about pulling out all the drawers and the shelves and all of that. I'm just talking about taking a look to see if you're eating what you've prepped or if you have any leftovers that you've forgotten about. I was notorious for forgetting about something that I had prepped already because I was in such a hurry, and I grabbed something that probably was not the best choice because, again, time was not on my side. So make sure that during the week that you are looking at your refrigerator and just giving it a once over. And then before you plan for the next week, make sure that you really do kind of like, not necessarily a deep clean, but a deep dive to see what you have. Do a look-see and see what you have to eat, what you need to cook, or what you need to throw away. And then if you have time, do a quick wipe down as well, because there's nothing like having a clean fridge. But more importantly, it just helps you to easily know what you have on hand and what you need. All right, and the last one, number 10, is to do a kitchen audit. Now, I know that sounds fancy, but what it really is just take a look at your kitchen and ask yourself if the way it's setting up, if it's really functioning for you. Do you have things that you use often and easy to reach places so that you can grab them quickly? Or do you have dishes that are stacked? Are they easy to access? What about your pots and your pans? I'm in the process of doing a refresh or a reorganization of my kitchen as we speak. Like I said earlier, it's one of the rooms of the house that I spend the most time in. And I found that I was getting frustrated and dreading cooking or cleaning up after I was done, whatever the task it was. I was like unstacking and restacking pots just to pull out a skillet that I use every day, or going to the pantry for protein, which is up in the corner. And again, I use it every day. I found myself getting my 10K steps just by running in circles in my kitchen. So I stopped And I force myself to think about it and reorganize my kitchen to function for me instead of just doing things out of habit. And it is really helping me to cut down my time in the kitchen. So I recommend that you step back and think about how you use all the items in your kitchen, or don't use them for that matter, and think about how you can reorganize it in a way that makes it function better for you. Investing some time to reorganize and maybe even declutter will help you out when you are really pressed for time. Trust me, I'm still working to streamline it, but I will tell you that my laps in the kitchen have decreased. So there you have it, ladies, my 10 kitchen hacks that will hopefully save you some time and make your time in the kitchen more productive. So as a recap, number one, pre-wash and cut up all your fruits and vegetables for the week. Two, plan your meals around leftovers. Three, batch your food. Four, if you're a smoothie fan like me, make some smoothie freezer bags. Five, prep your spices. Six, incorporate pre-cooked or frozen meals, and you want to make sure that you're looking for clean and minimal ingredients. Seven, incorporate sheet pan or one pot meals. Number eight, invest in kitchen gadgets and appliances that will decrease your time in the kitchen. Number nine, refresh your refrigerator at least once a week. And number 10, do a kitchen audit. All right, so before I close this episode, I want to remind you that if you listened to last week's episode, then you know that I relaunched our Facebook group. So if you need support or encouragement throughout the week, please skedaddle on over and join and engage in our community. And when you join, be on the lookout for an upcoming consistency challenge that will start on May the 20th. I'm going to be talking about it more in the Facebook group, so join so you can get the 411 on the challenge. All right, love, let's close this episode because that is all, says the clock on the wall. But before I go, I want to leave you with this quote. Too busy is a myth. People make time for the things and the people that are important to them. And with that, until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.